Let's turn in our Bibles to Job, the book of Job, and chapter 32. Job chapter 32, we will be reading verses 1 through 22. Job 32, verses 1 through 22, and God's people, these are the words of the living and true God, so let's give our attention to them. So these three men ceased to answer Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barakel, the Buzite of the kindred of Ram. Against Job was his wrath kindled because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled because they had found no answer and yet had condemned Job. Now Elihu had waited till Job had spoken because they were elder than he. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then his wrath was kindled. And Elihu the son of Barakel the Buzite answered and said, I am young and ye are very old. Wherefore I was afraid and durst not show you mine opinion. I said, days should speak and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Therefore I said, hearken to me, I also will show mine opinion. Behold, I waited for your words. I gave ear to your reasons, whilst he searched out what to say. Yea, I attended unto you, and behold, there was none of you that convinced Job, or that answered his words, lest ye should say, we have found out wisdom. God thrusteth him down, not man. Now he hath not directed his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. They were amazed. They answered no more. They left off speaking. When I had waited, for they spake not, but stood still and answered no more, I said, I will answer also my part. I also will show mine opinion. For I am full of matter. The spirit within me constraineth me. Behold, my belly is as wine which hath no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottles. I will speak, that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person, neither let me give flattering titles unto man. For I know not to give flattering titles, in so doing my Maker would soon take me away. Those are God's words. Well, Job has finished his long speech in the past few chapters and defense before the Lord, before his friends. And we're introduced now to a new person in this book. His name is Elihu. Remember the three friends that we have heard from throughout Job so far, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. They, we see in verse 3, are silent now. Job has finished speaking. But here comes Elihu, who responds with wrath and anger. Anger towards Job for justifying himself, and anger towards his friends because they gave no answer to Job. And yet they were condemning Job. Now there are some wise things that Elihu does do. His anger, his wrath is not wise. It's sinful. And yet, he waited wisely for the elders, the older men, to speak first. But now that no one is speaking, he pleads through verse 10 that he also, he pleads with them that he also has understanding of man. And so he gives his thoughts now. The whole chapter is really talking about how he's been patient. He's waited. Verses 11 and 13, we see that especially. But now he has something new to offer through verse 17. And his mind was clear in the matter through verse 20. The last two verses, he designs to speak impartially, without bias, not giving in to emotional flatteries or to convince people based on such flatteries. But, beloved, this passage does show us, at least in part, a need in the church and society as a whole, which is largely gone, and that is respect for our elders, or those who are older than us. We see here also a need for patience when we speak to one another, to allow people to speak, to consider what they say, and then respond. Often in our day, we are in such a rush to speak to give an answer that we don't even hear what the other person is saying, or we interrupt them, right? So we can say what we want to say, and we're probably all guilty of this. And yet here we are called, if we can gain anything from this chapter, we are called to love our neighbor. And that would move us in our love for our neighbor to listen, to respond patiently with one another, and of course respecting those who are older than us. God's people, let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful today for Your Word. We're thankful for the wisdom You have granted to each of us that only comes through Your Word. We're thankful for those who have that true wisdom, who have gone before us, and who, even now, who are amongst us this morning, who are older than us. And Father, we're thankful for their wisdom, what they've learned in Your Word, and their life experiences in the context of Your Word. Knowing what it says as to their experiences. And Father, we give You praise for them. We pray that we would heed their word, listen to them, and give respect to them and honor them. Even as we're called to honor our father and our mother, we are to honor our superiors. And so, Father, we ask that You would help us to do this, because it is often the case that we dishonor them. And we dishonor even our peers. We dishonor our inferiors. Those who are under us in work or in family or whatnot, Father, we ask that You would forgive us of our sins and cause us to be a people who love one another, to love our neighbor, to show charity and honor, respect, even reverence for those who are deserving of reverence according to Your Word. And Father, we do pray and ask for Your help today. We do cry out in our trouble. We have sinned against You, the holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. And Father, we have broken Your commandments, not just the fifth commandment, to honor thy father and thy mother. We've broken all of Your commandments. We're going to hear about one of those commandments in a few moments again, and the seventh commandment. But Father, we ask that You would open our hearts, that You would cause us by Your Spirit to examine our hearts, our lives, our words, our thoughts, even our affections, our emotions, that we would turn, that we would see our sins, that we could turn from our sins, to mortify them, to put them to death, to kill them, to fight against them, and to turn to Christ, Your Son, who pardons us of all of our iniquities, and is faithful to do so as we come confessing them. But Father, we need to know what they are, and so cause us to examine, give us the grace to see them by Your Spirit, and hate them, for You hate them. Father, we do plead today that You would grant us encouragement in our souls. That we have, and we'll hear about this morning, of the many sins that we have committed in breaking the seventh commandment, each one of us in thought, word, and deed. And Father, we might be broken. We might be like the illustrations in the Scripture, pounded into dust. But Father, we pray that You would also point us to Christ, Your Son, and that we would see Him and the grace He offers today for each one who would come freely. Nothing needs to be paid, but freely come to Him for our salvation. And Father, we pray for this congregation that You would turn us to You. You would sanctify us and cleanse us, even by the blood of Christ, Your Son, and make us to be the pure, spotless bride of Christ. And sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Father, we plead that You would provide for us. We struggle financially. We pray that You would provide for us financially. We pray that we would be godly, cheerful givers voluntarily for Your worship to continue to the honor and praise of Your name in this place or wherever we gather. We pray that You would grow us to such an extent that we would be able to plant a church, that the gospel would go forth to more people, that the nations would hear and believe on Christ, who is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is our petition for Your glory. We pray that You would bring it about according to Your promise as we consider them in places like Psalm 72, which gives us hope in what awaits us in glory and awaits this world and the many nations covenanting with Christ. We pray that this nation would covenant with Christ. Father, we pray that You would raise up elders and deacons for this congregation. You would grant a new generation of under-shepherds, and that we might continue for many years to come, that You would not snuff out our lampstand, if You would be so merciful and gracious to uphold us. Father, today we do pray for the Columbia congregation. We're thankful for Gary and his family being here with us, and representatives of that congregation of Your people. We pray that You would uphold them and strengthen them, provide more people, bring in. We know the fields are white for harvest. As we pray the same here, we ask that more people would come in, more people would hear the gospel, and You would give blessing to their evangelism efforts as they take them on, and You would give more zeal for that in that congregation, as we pray that You would give more zeal to us for the gospel, lest we be found ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We want to be able to say that we are not ashamed and live like it. Our Father, we ask that You be with Gary. We know it in his family. But Gary, as he pastors and shepherds him and Noah, we ask that You would grant to them the strength and energy, the zeal for the flock, even though the flock is not always doing what Christ desires. We pray that You would grant them the pastoral care and the love, but also a love for Your word, and give by Your Spirit the words to be spoken when Gary preaches. Same for me as I preach today, that You would send Your Holy Spirit and grant us to see Christ, Your Son. Father, we pray for Tekiera. What a wonderful providence that he is here with us today, and only by Your good providence and grace. We ask that you would provide for him and guide him. Guide him to a church, a congregation of your people, that he would be faithful in worshiping you. And Father, we pray the same for others here, that you would grant your love to them and show them your love and encourage them in Christ alone and grant them the gift of faith unto salvation. Our Father, today we ask for your help. As we continue worshiping you now, we do not only pray for our souls, we pray for our bodies. And so those who are sick, we remember and ask for your help to them today. Heal their bodies that they might worship with us even this evening if they be not present. We do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.